The Average Network presents episode 54 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. As today's episode opens tonight, we find our cleverly concealed microphones in the Oval Orifice of the White House, where George is taking a meeting with parts of his re-election team. We find POTUS with political advisor Karl Rove, White House Chief of Staff Andy Card, Communications Director Don Bartlett, and Bush-Cheney Campaign Chief Governor Mark Roscoe.
I'd still rather be a campaign czar. Campaign chief sounds too ethnic.
You don't look ethnic, Mark. That last name of yours, though, looks like Rakicot. You sure you ain't French or Iraqi?
George, we had him completely investigated back during the election. He's a good Republican.
Besides, Mr. President, you're the one who chose him.
No, I was Cheney. He says Mark's his best attack dog. I just kid him about being an attack frog. You getting that, Bartlett?
Attack frog. Got it, sir. It's brilliant,
attack
sir.
Folksy frog? Humor. Oh, dear.
Yes. I'm just getting geared up for Senator Kerry. Did you know that as a child, Senator Kerry read gruesome, disgusting, blood-drenched, anti-Christian comic books and looked at girly magazines filled with ulcerated, purulent flesh designed to coax foul-smelling discharges and impure thoughts?
Huh. Ain't that something?
We're going to refrain from showing pictures of Senator Kerry involved in repellent, ghastly ancient rituals to evil entities.
That's a picture of him dancing with his wife at last year's black and white
That's
ball.
That's why we'll refrain from showing it.
Huh. Hey, that's pretty funny.
It was Mark's idea, Mr. President.
Ratso?
Rasco, sir.
Whatever. I like you more all the time. Carl, let's give him a raise. Yeah? Who is it?
George, we can't give Mark a raise. Besides, he wants Janie's job.
Over here, George.
Dang. Hey, Dick. Hey, Don. It's sunset already?
It's been dark for an hour.
Yes, we've been listening on our monitors. So, Governor Rasco, you've an eye toward my chair.
This is great, Mr. President. Should I still take notes?
Well, Mr. Vice President, I meant if something happened to you, stray shaft of sunlight, wooden stake.
You have ambition, and you're a sniveling coward. You'll go far in the party. Think Strom Thurmond with bat wings. We must converse more often. Tell me more about Senator Kerry's problems.
We've added up every arms vote he was ever against to
including
show...
the Sergeant York and the B-2?
Of course, sir.
Gad! Even I wouldn't vote for the Sergeant York system.
Even
go
Senator
on,
Byrd
Andrew.
Voted against that one.
So that we could show he was weak on defense. We did the same with taxes.
Yes, the old tax and spend routine. Reagan got away with it while running the deficit to astounding levels.
We showed him, huh? We got bigger deficits than anybody.
That's right, dear boy, but we never actually discuss deficits, do we? If ever anyone is really concerned, they can deal with it then. And what do you say, Mr. President?
Well, I got a plan to cut the deficit in half in 5 years, right?
Excellent. And what is the plan?
You know, so far we've hunted down or killed 2/3 of Al-Qaeda, and we're going to get the rest of him, too.
I don't know why Dr. Kissinger worries about you, George.
I do, Master.
Now, Rumsfeld.
Still, gentlemen, we are a bit concerned about the numbers, both poll and financial. Andrew?
Oh, my. At the rate we're spending, the campaign will be low on cash in early July.
Early July? Thundering mopeds. How could that be?
We've spent over $40 million in a little over 6 weeks.
Will we have to give back your no-bid coffin liner, Master?
That was out of pocket, Donald.
Yes, Master.
How many fundraisers have we scheduled?
More than we can handle.
Less than we need. We're going to try to send Mark here on the road.
He in a store with cartilage.
Charisma, George.
Yeah, charisma, like me.
Our best offer for Mark has been a $50 per seat hot dog function with the Society for Anachronistic Creativity. Are you sure you can't do daylight appearances?
Rove, don't tempt me. I don't like you that much.
Mark, show Count Caney what you can do.
We shall also refrain from showing these pictures of Senator Carey with his foreign-born concubine and their arms adrip with gore and dripping reddish filth surrounded by ravening, slavering, bestial sycophants. We wouldn't want to frighten the children.
Carey and his wife at a democratic barbecue. Yes, of course.
This is great stuff, Count Cheney.
I'm sorry. I'm finding it rather prosaic, Bartlett. Carl, we need something with more meat on it than mere ribs.
He's a fiendish drug addict. Marijuana. He's even admitted it.
No. The marijuana thing's gotten old. Even Donald and I, if you can believe it, back in the 60s.
Ooh, the colors.
And we don't dare mention cocaine.
Hot dang, blowing margaritas. Me and Ollie North and them CIA guys.
George, that's quite enough.
When am I going to get to talk about my new faith-based national security program?
After the election, George. Bartlett, quit.
Hey, that was just getting good.
Down, Bartlett. Carey's been pretty clean since his law degree, but we'll find something. Mueller has some of his best former FBI agents on it.
In the meantime, I must arrange a meeting with Richard Clark. He's been very talkative just lately.
He is too smart for that. All his interviews lately have been during the daytime. But we're working on it, Master.
And everyone got a talking point memo. We're all very disappointed that Richard turned out to be a lying scalawag, just like Paul O'Neill, Wes Clark, Greg Minkow.
How come they all like that? First they get mad at me, then everybody. Then they go talk to TV.
Jealousy, dear boy. Jealousy and envy.
And Carey's getting back on the campaign trail. Our spending will have to
Gentlemen,
increase.
Our cash crunch will call for drastic measures. It's a measure I had hoped we could forego.
Do you mean?
Yes, Rumsfeld. I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
What you two talking about?
This is terrific. Boy, being communications director is
down, fun. Bartlett. Next week. He's attending a conference in Zurich this week. We must visit an old friend.
Man, I hate visiting your friends. They all look weird and creepy. Now that you mention it.
Episode 54 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Original music by The New Codpiece Band. What fiendish plan is in the offing? Tune in next week for Episode 55 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush. All celebrity impersonations were created by Madame Tittlebottom's psychic friends and a pigeon named Dominic. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network, daring you to stay tuned. Yeah.